Welcome into the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. It is Friday afternoon. The phone number is 547-1610. You can reach us via email. 610KONA.com is the Bottom Line page. Or you hit the Bottom Line page, your name, where you're listening, what you'd like to say, and we're on Twitter as well at BottomLine610. And we are going to jump right into things today on the heels of Governor Inslee putting his signature on a few bills today, one of which the highly controversial sex education bill. We'd like to welcome to the program, representing the 9th Legislative District, Senator Mark Schessler. Good afternoon to you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Well, great to be with you both.
So, Senator, talk to us a little bit about the signing of this particular bill. We know that waiting in the wings for the governor's signature already was action to gather signatures for a referendum.
That's absolutely right. I think it's probably the most contentious issue I've seen in our area in a long time. And it was real life moms and dads of all political persuasions that really did not want this.
It was more than just that, Senator Schessler. I mean, there were very few. It seemed to me that there was a loud vocal minority that wanted this. And I thought that the governor's description of the bill before he signed it was particularly disingenuous.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I can tell you the ratio of emails to my office was as overwhelming as anything I've ever seen. And those listeners of yours that contacted me, every one of them wrote an original message. This wasn't the click and send or spam. This was heartfelt, real information from your listeners.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator Schessler, there is in the bill that the governor signed earlier today, there is a provision where parents can opt out. So there is some relief, although I know that a lot of people, and I remember this being debated in both chambers, actually, that they would have liked to have seen an opt-in as opposed to an opt-out. But there is at least the opt-out clause.
I think that's a poor consolation prize, because if you have a community standard like the North Franklin School District would have, you would want to opt in. This causes you to opt out, and there is no curriculum that's acceptable to parents. And in some cases, the kids are outcast because they're not part of it.
So the OSPI, in my understanding, will offer some a list, I guess, of various recommended curricula for the different grade ranges, and then it'll be up to the school districts to pick whatever, you know, set of curriculum they want to teach to do this. Do you envision a scenario where some of those districts may fight this?
I think there's some that are willing and ready to fight it. That I had three superintendents in the week leading up to the bill coming back to the Senate from three different counties tell me, no, we want local control. I trust your school districts a lot more than I trust providers that OSPI uses. I'd like to point out that OSPI thinks that using Planned Parenthood to talk about these issues is perfectly fine. I don't think that necessarily flies favorably in my legislative district.
We're speaking with Senator Mark Schessler, Republican from the 9th in Ritzville, here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA.
Well, honestly, Senator Schessler, let me ask you, I mean, do you recall another time when a special interest group was included as part of curriculum?
Curriculum never. I've seen special interest write legislation, but the fact that they were specifically part of the curriculum in many grade levels, I found to be very poor public policy, to put it politely.
I would concur completely and totally with you, Senator. We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. If you don't mind, Senator, I'd like to shift gears for a second, because, of course, we're continuing to see the fallout from the coronavirus here in Washington State. Second hardest hit state, I think, behind New York as far as the number of cases are concerned. Has there been any discussion or further discussion about the possibility of a special session?
I think it's premature to talk about that. The governor has the ability, if he'll use it, to veto a sizable amount of spending in the supplemental budget and take early action. And that certainly would be the quickest, most certain path to get there. When we see the June revenue forecast, if we take strong actions, I think we've got a path forward. If we take no strong actions, we will be in a real bind when we see the June revenue forecast.
Senator Schessler, I want to ask you a little bit about the response by the governor. And I've watched around the country different governors, different messages, and different actions that have been taken. And it seems that with all the concern our governor is effusing about this situation, he's not taking nearly the proactive steps that, say, Governor Cuomo's taken in New York by preparing areas to be emergency hospitals. You know, we've got dormitories that are sitting empty right now on college campuses. We have other facilities potentially could be used for that. But it seems like Governor Inslee is just asking for the federal government to do everything for him and for the state of Washington. Has there anything been discussed that you're aware of creating any emergency hospital situations, particularly on the west side of the state?
Well, on the west side of the state, the options are a little more limited. But one of the great options that the Hospital Association shared with us, my friend Senator King from Yakima, we have a hospital sitting vacant in Yakima right now. Low-risk patients could probably be transferred in there much quicker than you could set up another hospital. It's a physical asset sitting idle, just waiting to be used. We've never heard back from our offer to the governor that, hey, here's an idea that has the support of the Hospital Association and is on our list of things that we think could help.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler, 9th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. We keep hearing about a lot of models, a lot of different data is being released about things that, you know, may or may be forthcoming in dealing with the coronavirus. Do we know of anything else that is planned? We know the governor, we've got about 11 more days until the governor reviews his order to stay home. What are the forecasts for the economic impact for the state at this point in time?
Well, we have more unemployment claims quicker than we did during the Great Recession of the previous decade.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty bad news. So we see that on the horizon. We also see the need to do something to get over this. And I think, in general, I think there's agreement from both sides, the aisle and the governor, that the actions needed to be taken. We would have differences in the details. So we've looked at that, and the Department of Health told me 2 weeks ago, I believe now, that this is going to, you're not going to see the effects of any actions for 2 weeks, because that's incubation time. So just over 2 weeks ago, the Department of Health told me that. The first actions took place, another round of actions a few days later, and just this week, finally, the even stronger actions. So we're looking close to 2 weeks out for a flattening in the curve for both cases and fatalities.
You know, Senator, it's interesting you brought up unemployment, because we've been hearing from some people who were told, at least via press conferences, that if they lost their job as a result of the forced closures of businesses due to social distancing, that they would receive unemployment. We've been hearing from a number of these people who have been affected that they're not, that they're actually, that their claims are actually being declined. Was there anything that was not put forward in some of these press conferences by the governor that's led to this? Is there a little bit more information that people need to be aware of when it comes to filing for unemployment benefits due to their businesses being told to close?
Well, I think they should send their area legislators their information and find out how and why, because everything was supposed to be accelerated, made easier, and that's just the state level. The federal level will obviously increase the benefits to unemployed workers.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA. Senator, we appreciate your time this afternoon. As always, please stay healthy and be well.
Well, I'm practicing farmer social distancing today.
That's the best kind.
Always works really well in a tractor cab a mile from the nearest home.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, Senator. Again, stay healthy, be well. We look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Well, thank you, and thank your listeners.
Senator Mark Schessler, 9th Legislative District, joining us. Fantastic.
That is the best way. I mean, think about it. Farmers have been doing social distancing since time began, right?
Absolutely.